Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Souls Calling Cards Sunday blog post. Yep, I have a new name, Souls Calling Cards Sunday. So, I pulled a Souls Calling card today, and I'm making this recording because today I'm starting a new retreat and going to that retreat later today, an amazing spot with 8 women who are really looking to define and decode and clarify their own soul's calling and start bringing that out to the world. So I'm super excited about it. So I thought I'd make this quick audio recording and pull a card. So here's the card I pulled. It's a beach card. And the question is, what have you been curious about lately? Is there something that you want to find out more about? Curiosity is the precursor of passion. So this is a really important card because a lot of people think, okay, what I have to do is I have to find my passion and I have to do what I love. And the problem is I don't have any passions. So something's wrong with me because I don't have any passions. I don't want to know what I love. And what can I do if I don't have any passions? And the people who are full of passion and a million things that they love to do just totally don't get the people that don't know what they love or don't have passions. And I totally relate to this because I'm a person that had no idea what I loved and I didn't know what my passions were. And I would read all these books that would say, follow your passion and do what you love and live the life you were born to live. And I was like totally stuck because I thought, I don't know what my passion is. And nobody was talking about that. That's actually the reason for a lot of my work, is because when you don't know this information, what do you do? And what I've learned is there's many reasons that people don't know their passions. But one of the big reasons is that you've been fitting in and doing what other people expected you to do. And when you spend your whole life doing that, it's very difficult to determine if there's something that you love. And you wonder if there is, and you start to beat yourself up. So what comes before passion is curiosity. Curiosity. Huh, that's interesting. Maybe I'll find out more about that. I used to like things when I was younger. Maybe I'll find out more about that. So what are you curious about? The thing to do is follow that tiny thread of curiosity. What do you want to, what do you want to learn more about? I know that my son, who really has no clear idea of what he wants to do, and he's in his 20s, he is really curious about how sports teams are managed and what they do and how they do it. That's the thing he follows. He listens a lot to podcasts on sports podcasts, and he's really curious about them. So what do you listen to? What podcasts do you listen to? What kinds of things do you read? What kinds of things do you want to find out more about? That's one thing you can do to help you to connect to what you love, because your soul's calling is what you love. And it's always there waiting for you. So follow your curiosity. Have a great Sunday. See you next week.